From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. New York City is shaking up its system for homeless housing. More than 20 years ago, New York began moving homeless people into hotel rooms rented by the night. That was the result of a court order requiring the city to house all its homeless. The hotel business continued to grow to the point where last year alone, the city spent $180 million on these temporary accommodations, arranged without formal contracts. Last week, following a month-long investigation by NPR member station WNYC, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced he would reorganize the failing system. From WNYC, Andrea Bernstein has the first of two reports.
Walking down the long brown hallway in the Marion Hotel on the Upper West Side, Jacqueline Davis fingers a keychain around her neck.
You got a lot of keys on that keychain. What are they to?
All the hotels I've been in. I keep them as souvenirs. This is my room.
Say that you're leaving the TV on. Why is that?
Because I sleep with the TV on because of the mice. They go over there in the corner and they go down the hole. And it's scary. I keep my radio on TV. I give us a refrigerator. But it's not too good here for our safe is concerned.
She sits down on the toddler-sized bed in her tiny room. Jacqueline Davis has AIDS. As she talks, she wipes a bead of sweat from her forehead.
You know, a lot of people are not clean in the hotels, and you could catch anything behind them. You go in there with a can of a bleach thing, a spray bleach thing, and you spray before you sit.
Like so many of the homeless people we talked to in a dozen homeless hotels, she has detailed complaints. The buildings are vermin-infested, dirty, unsafe. Drugs are dealt in the bathrooms and the hallways. There are some hotels where the rooms are clean and quiet. But unprompted, the residents often compare their rooms to jail cells. Their cost? Up to $3,000 a month. By those standards, Davis's room is cheap. It costs about half that.
How long you lived in these hotels?
Ever since I was 18, off and on. I never had an apartment yet.
How old are you now?
35.
Jacqueline Davis is one of tens of thousands of New York City's homeless living in what was supposed to be emergency housing. But according to the New York City AIDS Housing Network, less than half the people in these hotels even get applications for permanent housing. Lilium Barrios Paoli was a top city official for 2 decades. She remembers the early 1980s when the homeless were first housed in armories, as if they were temporarily displaced flood victims.
The assumption was that this was a problem that would eventually go away. It was an emergency.
But the city had been put under a court order to house the homeless, and the armories filled up. So city officials began sending the homeless to hotels. 4 mayors later, New York City hasn't managed to build enough affordable housing or to change the system of emergency accommodations. And so the number of homeless people in hotel rooms and temporary apartments has grown and grown to nearly 40,000 a night at a cost of $180 million a year. Still, officials have done business the same way for 20 years. Call a hotel, book a room, pay a daily rate. The need for emergency housing is so great in New York that 2 separate agencies book the hotels. One handles homeless people with AIDS. The other places everyone else. But the 2 agencies don't share information.
Your case number, and for you to sign them here.
At the Anthony Hotel in the Bronx, a 24-year-old woman in a gold velour tracksuit is just arriving.
And my case number is the front key.
Oh, okay. There's no key to the room? Oh, okay. What are you allowed to bring?
What you really need, that's all you have to bring, not all your stuff.
No, I don't have much.
Up in her tiny bare room, the woman, who is 3 months pregnant and doesn't want her name used, shows us a small black backpack.
This is your stuff in this backpack?
Yeah.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. That's all I got, the little backpack.
What's in it?
2 pair of jeans, 2 t-shirts, a lot of t-shirts, a lot of underclothes. And that's it, and I got a jacket with me and the stuff I have on.
The woman was sent here by the Department of Homeless Services. Once, the Anthony Hotel was full of people with AIDS. But their agency, the Human Resources Administration, HRA, didn't think it was clean enough. Patricia Smith is HRA Deputy Commissioner.
We take places offline when there is something medically inappropriate in the main. And that's what we found. I mean, what we found were dirty conditions, unlivable conditions, one might say, but certainly medically inappropriate conditions for a person with AIDS or HIV.
What happened when HRA emptied the building of people with AIDS? The Department of Homeless Services filled it with pregnant women. DHS says the facility was inspected and conditions were found satisfactory. And Commissioner Linda Gibbs expressed confidence in all the emergency housing providers.
They are doing a great deed for the city. They are not in this just to make money. They are committed to the service and they are mission-driven.
But they are making money. Records show that when the landlord who owns the Anthony Hotel lost about $1 million in business from HRA, his hotel business with the Department of Homeless Services went up by almost exactly that amount.
That's absurd. That's dumb. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
In 1998, New York State Comptroller Alan Hevesy, who was then the city controller, audited both city agencies. His conclusion? Emergency housing services should be revamped, beginning with signing contracts with the hotel owners. And his warning came when the system was a fifth the size it is today. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.